This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's a technical radio term for what's going on in the world, and we have a little corner of that action right here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, in depth in this hour. A couple of different stories, well, three or four, maybe four or five, depending on how we time it, but that's a lot less, so we have more time to dig around and get to the nitty-gritty, the itsy-bitsy and the little teeny-weenies of the conversation that are going on regarding a couple of issues of the day. One of them certainly is what's going on in Ukraine, heavy fighting raging there, and it was all around the Malaysia Airlines debris field, preventing an international police team charged with securing the site from even getting there. The government troops stepping up their push to win back territory from the separatists in fighting that the UN said has killed more than 1,100 people there.
Wow.
This delegation of Australian and Dutch police and forensic experts were in a town about 20 miles from the field where the Boeing 777 was brought down. But you can hear the regular shelling. There have been some reports of that. Actually, it's interesting, because the reports around here, Kenny, Ken Kessler is with me in this hour to monitor, among other things, your input, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Also, you can dial this up at 888-302-3684 if you have strong feelings or a little knowledge about this. In the Massachusetts news area, there was a tornado yesterday in Revere, or as the people on the beach want to say, Revere. And so that captured everybody's attention, and so you would think the rest of the world had passed us by. At any rate, this still making a big news. I sort of have gone back in my mind in the last couple of days. I actually started thinking about it over the weekend. Remember when the Russians shot down that 747 that had drifted into their airspace? Do you remember that? It was about, I think it was 1980, I don't know. And it was the 80s, early 80s, 81, 82, somewhere in there. And there were 294 people or something on board. The way they stayed away from accepting responsibility, the story at the time was that this plane was thought to have been a spy plane, an American spy plane. Now, the American spy planes are 707s. They were then, and they are now. The so-called AWACS planes that have the big radar on top of them built into the plane. And so they say they confused the 747 for a 707, which, of course, is nonsense. They shot the plane down. I think there was a congressman on board. There were it was a huge incident at the time. And the Russians just didn't, they said nothing about it for 3 or 4 days, and then they laid the blame on the United States, or they laid because they had a plane that looked like a surveillance plane when it didn't, and it had been over Soviet airspace incorrectly for 2 hours, and it was 2 minutes away from getting away from or off of Soviet airspace, and they had been trailing it for most of the 2 hours and decided to shoot it down just before it went back into international airspace. So you think about that, and you think about this Pukin Putin, who's tried to lay the blame for the tragedy of shooting down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 on the Ukrainian government and its attempts to put down the uprising by the separatists, which, of course, are backed by Moscow. Pukin Putin didn't specifically assert that the Ukrainians had downed the airliner, but there's no other explanation that's been forthcoming. Nothing. Senior U.S. intelligence officials say the plane was likely shot down by an SA-11 surface-to-air missile that was fired by the separatists. They cited intercepts and satellite photos and social media postings by separatists, some of which have been authenticated by the U.S. But that would still leave some key questions unanswered. Who ordered the shoot down? Was the passenger plane mistaken for a Ukrainian military plane? And if you pay attention to the history of the Russians' involvement in stuff like this, we may never know what the answer is. The Ukrainian government is a puppet now for them. Well, what you have is something that's important, but yet if these people stall, the international court is fining the Russians $50 billion for penalties. You think they're going to pay? Let's find out more about it. We'll talk more about what's going on in this situation in a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Jennifer and I now will talk to Ivan Eland, who is a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, director of defense policy studies. He's also worked at the Cato Institute, spent a lot of years working for Congress on national security issues. He was an investigator for the House Foreign Affairs Committee, defense analyst at the Congressional Budget Office. You get the idea. He has written in the Huffington Post, Jennifer, quote, the Malaysian aircraft shot down was civilian, but like the Lusitania, it was unbelievably traversing a war zone. And so we pick up the conversation there. Ivan, welcome to Good Day.
Well, thanks for having me on, Doug.
It wasn't unusual for planes to be flying over this air corridor, though. So why this plane versus a British Airways plane or a Lufthansa plane or Air France plane?
Well, I'm not suggesting that, as the Lusitania was, that there was had some military mission, but I think it was just unlucky for this, and it is a tragedy, and our hearts go out to all the passengers and their relatives. but I think it was, you know, this air corridor should have been closed. It was closed below 32,000 feet, but the authorities in Ukraine and also the international authorities should have closed off this airspace. I think it's a little bit, certainly the Russians deserve some blame for giving a sophisticated system and obviously not enough training to these people, but it's a little bit excessively damning for the Russians, because this is a war zone. Regardless of what you think about which side should win the war or what you think about the war, you're flying commercial aircraft through a war zone, and some of the airlines had said, hey, this is a bad idea, so they had rooted around this, but a lot of the airlines rely on the government to do that, to close the airspace, otherwise they'll fly it, which is probably a bad idea. They probably should be more independent and do more on their own, but they don't, and so of course the airlines like to save money by flying the most direct route, but as we can see, it created a tragedy, and I think Russia's probably getting an excessive amount of blame here, because even in the 1980s, with the most sophisticated air defense system in the world, the U.S. Accidentally shot down an Iranian airliner and had to pay reparations.
So, are we suggesting here that whoever is responsible ought to be paying reparations? If it's the rebels, they don't have any money. The Russians seem to be not clean here, but it doesn't seem, in terms of the investigation to this point, that they were directly involved, so they aren't going to be asked for reparations. But the Dutch, if you look at what's going on there today, with those 40 bodies being brought back and the country in mourning, many people in the Netherlands think that the Russians ought to be paying for all this, and in fact they want to have sanctions. They want to shut down all business connections to the Russians. And as you know, Western Europe depends a lot on petroleum, gas, that sort of thing. The Netherlands especially, supplies of gas that come through the Ukraine that go to places like the Netherlands. The Netherlands says, you know what, we'll find another way of getting our fuel. So in this circumstance, we paid reparations and did the right thing, or did we?
Well, we never really apologized to the Iranian government, since we didn't like the Iranian government. We still don't like the Iranian government. So I think we did the right thing to some extent. But certainly, perhaps there'll be an offer by Putin to do that. I don't know. At this point, he doesn't seem to be taking too much responsibility for it. But I think, certainly that's one way we can solve these crises. It's not going to restore the people's loved ones and that sort of thing. But it is some token to indicate that there was some wrongdoing here. And I think to the extent that Russia trained these people or didn't train them enough to use the system, that they should probably pay something. But on the other hand, in their defense, I mean, a military transport plane and a commercial airliner both fly steady flight patterns. Now, there's supposed to be a squawk box on the commercial airliner that identifies it as commercial and the number and the tail number and everything. And a military aircraft would have a different call letter. But you don't know if these systems are working or whatever. Like I said, the U.S. had the most sophisticated air defense system in the world, the Aegis, and we still made a mistake. Mistakes do happen, and that's why there's not enough focus on this, that we should close these areas over war zones, because things like this can happen.
Yep. All right, Ivan. Thank you for your expertise and for your explanation of your thoughts. Ivan Eland is a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute here on the Good Day program, where it's 21 minutes after the hour.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This week in 1980.
Wow.
And the reason that we start with the Manhattan Shining Star, in addition to it being the number five tune during this week in 1980, the story of Mark Zuckerberg and his Shining Star. Bloomberg Billionaire Index says that now, at the ripe old age of 30, Mark Zuckerberg has become the world's 16th richest person, surpassing the Google co-founders and Amazon chairman and Mr. Bloomberg himself. He's, I guess, an amazing story when you get right down to it. He's worth $2.9 billion, this kid.
Wow. Mm.
All right, so anyway,
for him.
Good story, right? Good American story. Shining Star by the Manhattans. He's the Shining Star. And this song made it to number five during this week in 1980. Number four belonged to the Spinners. Better song. Super song, in fact. Crank it up, Rich H.
Now the Philly.
Bose headset to hear that. I'm going to change from my Sony's to a Bose headset. I'm thinking.
Cool.
Yeah, they're very cool.
The Spinners are actually coming to a one of the casinos near here in the D.C. area.
Yeah, very entertaining. What you expect out of a really good group of black singers, the outfits and the hats and the dancing and the moves and stuff, they got it all. So number four this week, Cupid from the Spinners, as we review a week of music that was probably important to you in your life. What were you doing during this time in 1980? Elton John was working on Lady Named Jeannie.
Great song.
Too many ladies in his life. One. Number three.
Great Jeannie.
Little Jeannie.
And you take it with stride and give it to the likes of me. Oh, little Jeannie.
Not much here. We keep moving. Number two of this week in 1980, Billy Joel.
No.
But
look again.
Billy Joel.
Number two this week.
No. Billy Joel.
Oh, really?
Okay. Loaded them wrong. He even asked me.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
My buttons are in the wrong order there.
It's still rock and roll.
I noticed that about you.
All right, Richie, crank it up.
I guess all I got there.
What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style?
Well, kind of kill the suspense here with Billy Joel being number two. Not much suspense.
What can be number one?
Number one. Alright. So, to recap, Manhattan, the Shining Stars 5, Spinners, Cupid number 4, Elton John number 3 with Little Genie, Billy Joel is still rock and roll to me is 2, and Olivia Newton-John number 1, Magic, during this week in 1980. I was talking about Bose speakers because they're headquartered here in Framingham, where I live, the Bose Corporation, up on what they call the Industrial Mountain. And they have made local news, and I'm going to bet national news as well. They're suing Apple. Apple bought Beats.
Right.
Right? Beats is supposed to be a couple of billion bucks.
Yeah.
Bose, right, exactly. Yeah. So they announced that they're going to sue Apple because there are a number of patent infringements targeting Beats noise canceling over the ear, whatever the apparatus is. So how could you do that? If you have noise canceling, is noise canceling?
It's probably patented technology.
It is? So come up with some other way of killing
them. I'm sure that's what Apple will say or what they'll say.
Yeah. Well, they spent $3 billion. They must have known what they were doing. 28 after on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good
now 33 day after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, July the 29th. Wow. Week from today, a month from today, closing in on Labor Day. Ah! Right?
Wow. Let's see what we can
close in. Yeah, exactly. Closing in on details of a conversation. This is in-depth, a time when Kenny and I talk with you. As a matter of fact, I'm interested in some of, we have sort of, I don't think we would say it was an official poll by any stretch of the imagination or even polling, but people's feelings that they express on social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, with thoughts on the VA, because that's how we're going to spend the next few minutes, the new ideas that have been put forth in the Senate and the House to sort of fix the VA. Any comments on that, Kenny?
No, let's see here. Amy says, this whole mess is a horrible betrayal of what we owe our veterans.
That's for sure. No question about that. Yeah, worse than that. Incompetence. It's, there are so many different words, adjectives that are negative that you could use to apply to this ridiculous, typical government stuff. Apologies galore and no real action. What else?
Scott says we should make it more appealing for people in the medical fields to want to work at a VA hospital. They seem to be so greatly understaffed.
Well, part of it is the incompetence of the management. That's what a lot of doctors don't want to get messing around that. The VA pays the good doctors about $340,000, $350,000 a year. And that's pretty competitive with what most doctors are making now in some of the non-specialized fields. So that's not bad, and that's not the reason that they're not going there. They're not going because of the pay. It has a lot to do with a lot of other things, but because they need to have people who are competent, they got to pay something close to what you're going to get on the outside. All right, so that's my response to that. What else do we have?
Arthur says Congress needs to stop arguing about whose fault this is and do something to fix it.
Well, that's the motivation behind a weekend announcement that was made by Jeff Miller, who is a Republican from Florida. He's chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, and Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont, who's chairman in the Senate of the Veterans Affairs Committee. And they've been interviewed by lots and lots of people about the plan that has a lot of Senate approval. Not sure about where it goes in the House yet. That's Miller's job. But the two of them have been interviewed any number of times. Here they are talking on PBS to Judy Woodruff. Judy Woodruff starts by asking Mr. Miller about the costs of this proposal.
Well, it was, and a lot of that money was dealing with the choice portion of the bill. We feel like CBO was wildly off on their estimate. We asked them to re-estimate. The number came down a little more. We still think that it's not going to cost as much as they estimate, so we were willing to lock in a $10 billion number to start with.
Senator Sanders, it does appear that this amount of money is less than what you originally proposed. As I understand it, over 3 years.
So how far does this go?
What makes you believe it's going to do the job, that it's going to make the difference that you think needs to be made?
Well, I absolutely don't think it's enough money to do the job, but I think it's a very, very good start. I think it will give the VA what it needs in its first year in terms of going out and getting the doctors and the nurses and the medical personnel and the space that they need to provide quality care to our veterans in a timely manner. Frankly, between you and me, I think we're going to be back discussing this next year.
Literally that quickly.
Well, I think so. And I think that the needs of the VA and the needs of the veterans community are very, very significant. Judy, we're talking about a VA system in which in the last 4 years, 1.5 million more people have come into the system. You're dealing with 500,000 people have come home from Iraq and Afghanistan with PTSD and TBI. You're dealing with an older veterans population from World War II and Korea who need some difficult medical help. So my hope is, and my belief is, that what we have done is a really good start. We want to see the VA get its act together. We want to see it be more efficient. We want to see doctors go to where they are needed. But I have the feeling in a year and a half, we're going to have to continue this discussion.
Perfect.
All right. So that's Jeff Miller and Bernie Sanders being interviewed in part by Judy Woodruff on PBS last night. The $10 billion, I think yesterday, Kenny, we were talking about $5 billion is what I had read anyway in the proposal.
Yeah.
Now it's $10 billion. Why is it any? And this is the question that the House Republicans are asking, and that's why Bernie Sanders doesn't think that they're going to see the Republicans actually wanting to do anything. He said constructive, but constructive according to whom? It's a great idea. It's an important idea. It's necessary to deal with these things. They have a huge budget now that they're frittering away. They're wasting. So why not take care of the fraud, the waste, the abuse, the corruption? How about a bill? I know this bill in part gets rid of people that are incompetent, but come on. Let's face it in a way that's reality-based as far as the money is concerned. In a moment, Richard Carmona, who is a former government employee, understands and works through this stuff for us, so we understand better what the proposal is about and what's going on at the VA.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time upgrade to priority shipping, that's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply, see store, staples.com for details.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
With a Sam's Club membership, you gain incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme Twin Pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Roberta will come back sooner or later. Our discussion in the last half hour, actually two or three times today, we've discussed, as are many other people, the situation at the Veterans Administration, this new $5 billion proposal that's getting vetted now will save the day for the VA. Former Surgeon General, Vietnam veteran, and Purple Heart recipient Dr. Richard Carmona has written an op-ed piece that appeared in Roll Call and includes some of his ideas to ensure that the people in uniform, when they get off duty and they take their uniform off, get treatment, which is what they are supposed to. That's what they've signed up for. That's what we have agreed as taxpayers to provide for them. We have done a miserable job. Not even miserable isn't even good enough of a word for this. But Dr. Carmona, how is throwing more money at this going to fix the problem?
Well, money itself won't. You're absolutely right. We need a plan. We need an infrastructure. We have many thousands of veterans that have not even been evaluated yet that are claiming disabilities. And then we have others in the system that can't get the timely quality care. So money doesn't fix that problem. We need a specific plan to remedy both of those areas.
And what would be the plan if you were in charge?
Well, it's very hard to mobilize big systems quickly, but we do have resources available to us that we could put to use very quickly, and that is activate the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, reserve units, guard units who have medical capability, and these young men and women serve anyway and do, you know, weekends and do summer camps.
Wow, what a great idea.
To get their credit. And then also the U.S. Public Health Service are available. Open the VA 724 regionally, where we had concentrations of veterans. Get the veterans evaluated very quickly. Those that need care get seen more quickly. Once everybody's in the system, we can really then give Congress an idea of what the total disease and economic burden is to the nation. And let's remind them that many of these young men and women who were selfless in their service and are harmed and come home less than whole, we'll have to care for them for 50 or more years. We've had this experience after Vietnam. We've had it after the Second World War, so this should be no surprise.
Dr. Carmona, $1.2 billion of the proposed monies coming out now are for computer upgrades. Can they even track who will be in the system? Do they have the ability to actually put everybody's name and what's going on with them into a system at this point?
Well, I think the idea is to modernize the system because parts of it are antiquated. In the past, the VA has done a pretty good job. I mean, we've been thrown off course here because of the breaches of fiduciary responsibility by some who have tried to create these lists and look better than they actually were performing. In fact, the VA has done many good things over the years. They've been a bastion of quality at times. They have had the best electronic medical record. So, yes, the system needs to be fixed, but you need much more than that. You actually need the expertise at the front. And what we need now is a surge, if you will. We've done a surge in combat. We need a medical surge right now to be able to care for the evaluations and the care and catch the whole system up and then make the commitment for care for the rest of their lives, because that's what they deserve and we are obligated to provide.
All right, so under the circumstances, I mumbled under my breath, I don't know if you heard me or not, when
No.
you said go bring out the people that are in the National Guard that are medics and have them, I thought that was a brilliant idea. It just doesn't, there's nothing about looking at most of this, the Bernie Sanders bill, I forget, Miller, I guess the guy in the House, there's
Yeah.
nothing about this except throwing more money at it. Let's have everybody participate in the different forms of health care. We have all these different government agencies. You probably saw this when you were Surgeon General. All these
Yes.
agencies providing the same kind of care. It's madness. It's just more bureaucracy and people Right. who are getting paid by the taxpayer for doing nothing. Why do we keep going down this path?
Well, it's unfortunately the way government works. Our solutions come in 2 and 4 and 6 year solutions because of our political system, and yet these young men and women never hesitated when called to serve their country. They went downrange. They come back less than whole. And we owe them the timely ability to get quality care and also support for their families so that they can become whole once again. More money doesn't do that in itself. Money
No.
can help.
It just brings you around to thinking more, and this isn't even a political statement, the ludicrousy, if that's a word, lunacy is probably a better word, of us going to war in all these places, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan, and we get tilted because of some passionate emotional plea, we've got to go get the bad guys who got us on September 11th, and those nonsensical things that sound great, but they really aren't the reason for us going to war. And these men and women who answer the call, who put on a uniform, regardless of whether they're doing it because they're patriotic or they want us to pay for their education, whatever it is, we are duped as the citizenry of the country into supporting these stupid efforts. Not even stupid isn't even enough. And here's the consequence. We have all these people whose lives are ruined, and we make it even worse. We basically spit in their eye because they've done what we asked them to do, and then we screw with them after the fact. And some of the people who have been whistleblowers who have complained the most, never mind they don't get treatment, they get dishonorably discharged from the service for complaining, and they never get service after that.
I'm appalled as well. I mean, we still have Vietnam veterans in the system, a few Second World War that are still there. So the history is there. Now, George Hegel, the famous German philosopher, once said, the only thing we learn from history is that we learn nothing from history. We keep repeating the same
yep.
mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think that Congress has fiduciary responsibility. You know, 11 years ago, this was supposed to be, we were told, the public was told, this would be a very short war, a few days, and we'd be
right.
treated as liberators. 11 years. So whether you agreed or disagreed, the fact is, as you pointed out, these young men and women stepped up for whatever reason, did what their country asked. 11 years later, we have almost an epidemic of these problems, both psychological and physical illness, and they should not have to be waiting while Congress figures out political solutions.
Dr. Cremona, last question here. Is it shocking to you that so many politicians, including the president and Senator McCain, are coming out saying that they had no idea this was happening? I mean,
when they were on the committee in the Senate,
and they were on the Senate Affairs Committee, I mean, they had to know that the agency was being run like this.
Well, the specifics of that, I don't know, but let's look at this. there are committees of jurisdiction that have the legal responsibility for oversight of the Veterans Administration and everything that they do. So what were they doing for the 11 years of those wars? As the body count increased, as the injuries increased, who was checking with the VA to say, all right, so how are you moving your infrastructure to care for these young men and women, being that we're in war for 5 years, for 10 years, et cetera? I don't have the answers yet, but there's enough blame to go around for a lot of people, in my opinion.
Fixing the problem and not fixing the blame is what we ought to be on to. Dr. Carmona, thank you.
Yes.
Dr.
Richard
Carmona, yep, former Surgeon General on the VA scandal.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
But what exactly is going on?
I don't know, some kind of debutante ball out on the island. Kid wants me to take him and his girlfriend.
And you're going to take one of the morgue vehicles?
Yeah.
It's a limo, eh? It's a limo for dead people. Did you see that, kid?
You wonder why I carry a tape recorder?
It's to tape things. See? I'm an idea man, Chuck. Right? I got ideas all day long. I can't control them. It's like they come charging in. I can't even fight them if I wanted to, you know? So I say them in here, and that way I never forget them. See what I'm saying?
All right.
One of the funniest guys on the face of this planet.
Very good actor. Michael Keaton from Night Shift. This is the group Quarter Flash with the title tune. Number one movie during this week in 1982.
Tuna Night fish. Shift. What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it. Hold it. Wait a minute, Chuck. Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise. Oh, this is good. Co-star kiss.
I remember sitting on a plane next to him coming from L.A. to Boston once a year or so ago, and he just, well, he had on glasses, but you knew who he was, and he didn't want to engage anybody, which is fine. I think everybody, I don't like to engage people either on the plane one way or another, whether anybody knows who you are or not, but he was just, I would best describe him as quirky. He just seemed like a quirky dude to me, which is what you would kind of expect. I mean, it's tough for people to mask entirely who they are as actors or actresses. I think some of who you are, really, it depends on the roles you
look at. Chuck, you look at Michael Keaton and Tom Hanks back earlier in their career when they were just off the hook, funny.
Silly.
Just were out of control. Just almost, you know, just gone. And then you look at how they got more serious in their career.
You know, the interesting thing about Michael Keaton and Night Shift, the producers of the studio,
That's a Ron Howard film, right?
It was his second film, and the producers were the people, the money people behind that film. When they watched the dailies of Michael Keaton, they wanted to fire him in a Night Shift. They just thought he was way too manic, over the top, but they kept him, and it was a great performance and really launched his career. But that's a good analogy. If you compare Michael Keaton and Tom Hanks, the question always is in my mind, why did Michael Keaton's career sort of fizzle out after he played Batman? And Tom Hanks just rocketed. And I think they really should have had a parallel career because I think they're equally talented. But for whatever reason, Michael Keaton didn't get some of the great roles that Tom Hanks was offered in the last 15 years.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, on the Good Day Movie Moments segment, and he'll be back to tell you what the box office totals are or have been for this past weekend here in Good Day.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. Very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
Hi, Chuck Curry, what do we have for results? We all are interested in results. What was the big deal of the weekend, that Hercules movie?
That came in second. Actually, Lucy, the sci-fi action thriller with Scarlett Johansson, blew past its tracking, did very well, $44 million opening. That's good news for Scarlett Johansson, who really has materialized as an action presence in movies with her role as Black Widow and the Avengers, and it sort of just launched itself with this film. And although the cinema score rating was a C+, which means it got a mixed response. I didn't get a chance to see it yet, but I know about 4 or 5 people that did. Some people really liked it, and some people thought it was just okay. That I know personally. Hercules with Dwayne and Rock Johnson opened, also did better than tracking, $29 million opening. Although the budget on Hercules was $100 million, is expected to do well overseas. The budget on Lucy was only $44 million. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes placed third, 16.4, a solid $172 million in 3 weeks of release. Purge Anarchy placed fourth, 9.8, $51 million in 2 weeks. That budget was only $9 million. And the animated Planes came fifth, 9.3, $35 million in 2 weeks of release.
Is that hospitals and something, or fire and rescue, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Planes, fire, and rescue.
Right.
Yeah.
I want him to do a Russian version of that.
Duh.
Thank you, Chuck Curry, for being here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.